This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're on the march. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And the empire we face is a private, corporate, anti-free market empire. It runs the leftist, you name it. It admits, I mean, their white papers are public. They're very arrogant that they're establishing a technocracy. They call their form of government global technocracy in the technotronic era. That's Zbigniew Brzezinski. He wrote that book in 1974. They've done it. They're like 90% of the way there. And they have one of the top brains in the world, William Benning, giving you his analysis of a private, corporate, global, technotronic-based system. He's going to leave us here in about 4 minutes. I'm very thankful for his time, his courage, what he's gone through. I have to pinch myself that I'm not dreaming here because I'm so honored to be with this crew and people like Wayne Madsen, people like William Benning, who are filled with integrity. And this is the stuff that made America great, people like William Benning. You heard his question about fourth parties, Brazil, people signing on for destabilization campaigns, internal coups, signing deals with the globalists to then get the data to be able to carry out coups in their country. Can you speak to that, Mr. Benning?
Well, I think Wayne's question is basically spot on with what they're doing with this information. They're using it to control people. I mean, people, you know, they keep saying, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's totally irrelevant. The only thing that makes any difference is whether or not you're doing something to irritate the central regime. And if you are, they will use all this data against you. And I used the case that they're going against the bankers, putting them, you know, charging them criminally with defrauding people back in 2007, 2008. You can look at the others like Petraeus, like Jim Risen, Jim Rosen, the AP, other kinds of reporters who have been intimidated and threatened. all of that is they're taking this material and using that to do that. Or they're using it against the Tea Party or the Occupy group or other kinds of politically active groups that they don't want to be active.
Yes, sir.
this is really the insidious part of it when they allow the collection and acquisition of data and content information as well as metadata. It's not just metadata, but
sure,
content as well on everybody in the planet.
To be able to intimidate
on everybody.
And shut everybody down, absolutely, an iron fist. What would have Hitler or Stalin have done with this? In closing, and I want to give Wayne a final question. Haven't they, in a way, and we're not endorsing the police state or the surveillance grid, dug their own pit? Because good people in government, and I concur with what you first said months ago, it's true, it's not the Russians, it's people in our own government, corporations, the Democratic Party that are leaking info, it's come out, that are exposing this. Haven't they, with this Panopticon spy grid, built the engine of their own destruction? Won't it be their arrogance that's their final downfall?
Yes, it can very easily be, simply because all the information is there about them, too. So, I mean, I would also make one more point, Alex, if I could.
Yes, sir.
All this trouble in the Ukraine, you know, you can use this data also to enable things like regime change. And, for example, when, you know, the Undersecretary of State was saying, Yats is our guy, well, Yats eventually became the next head of the Ukraine. So it kind of implies that they were involved in some way in making that come to pass, which, of course, irritated the Russians. Like, you can understand that. And even later on, when they violated the agreement they had with the Russians about not inviting anybody like the Ukraine into NATO, then they go ahead and do that, too. So obviously they're doing some things to, like, irritate the big bear, you know, Russia. So, I mean, it's not just a one-sided issue here. We played our part, too. And this information, I think, is a part of that and that process of how they're doing it.
Well, sir, you did an amazing job on the film as the technical advisor on Snowden. Congratulations. Please come back soon. I'm going to come back with Wayne Madsen after this. But, William Benny, thank you so much for your time. A GoodAmerican.org, the film coming out next February. William Benny, thank you so much.
Good. Bill, thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. I'll say bye to you in the break if you can hold one moment. Didn't get Wayne's last question, but I have plenty to say when we come back. Wow. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, straight ahead. That was William Benny saying it's a global government corporate takeover using information warfare.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The resistance is
we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Kurt Vonnegut sent me a lithograph about 6 months before he died. The birdcage. The door opened. The bird was long gone. Free bird. And here we are. On the cusp of open world government carried out by eugenicists. And we have the former director of the NSA coming out separately from my analysis and saying exactly what we're saying. We have General Flynn, the former head of defense intelligence, saying exactly what I'm saying. You've got Donald Trump coming out and saying what I'm saying, because it isn't what Alex Jones is saying. They've got the same eyeballs, the same brain. The globalists have really screwed up. They were so arrogant early on with their corporate media control that they would write books to brag to each other I mean, some of them bestsellers about, yeah, the public scum. We run the Democrats and Republicans. We're setting up a world government. Yeah, we're poisoning the food and water. Yeah, we ship the drugs in. Yeah, we destabilize Mexico. We'll all come up here poor, begging for stuff. We'll implode the wages here. I mean, just the arrogance of them is going to undo them. And it is. People in corporations, people in the Democratic Party, people in the telecoms that are exposing all this. There's so many leaks coming out. That's why Soros and Hillary are all panicking. And their answer is to try to go take a few sad events with police and hype them all up to burn down cities. That backfired. It woke the police up. The police kind of went from a globalist halfway mind control position in the last few years to like totally awake. Everything they're doing is blowing up in their face. The bottom of the hour, a very special report. I'm just going to stop there and leave it. I want to go to Wayne Madsen, who's been riding shotgun with us. I wanted to get him on a little early so he could ask a few questions. But I tell you, Wayne, was that not an amazing interview with Benny? I mean, the former head of the NSA coming out and saying it's a global corporate takeover, transferring our sovereignty and our information to a foreign system. It's treason. I mean, wow, that's powerful.
Well, absolutely it was. You know, when I was at the NSA, I very rarely had any contact with people in the higher echelons like Phil Binney. The only time I'd see them were at, like, defense conferences and trade shows, and that was only idle chit-chat if I ever did get to talk to him. But he was the real deal. He was in the technical and policy branch of NSA, and he and others from NSA and others from the CIA have come out and the Defense Intelligence Agency, including General Flynn, who you just mentioned, have come out and said what an awful situation we see today. And now I would note that John Brennan, reportedly the CIA director, wants to continue in that role under Hillary Clinton if she's elected. And here's a guy who just admitted he voted for Communist Party candidate Gus Hall in 1976.
And by the way, I'm sure that was his cover, but they say he actually became a Wahhabist and joined Islam. And I heard that. It was later partially confirmed. Now he admits he was a communist? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, here, I think the fact that he admitted he voted for a guy like Gus Hall, and Gus Hall was not he wasn't even a committed communist. He was probably a government agent, like three-quarters of the members of this Party USA, But anyway, for him to admit that, a guy who came up through Catholic schools, who came from an Irish immigrant family, went to Fordham in New York, for him to say he voted for a communist, and then for him to deny charges that he embraced Wahhabist Islam when he was a CIA station chief in Riyadh, I think just goes to show that this guy has no moral turpitude.
That's it. We know what he is. He's a chameleon.
Yes, of course. So he'll change his spots according to what benefits him and his cabal, whatever that cabal may be. In 1976, I believe he probably he might have been trying to infiltrate the Communist Party.
I think that's what it was.
And now he's a friend of the Wahhabis and the jihadis. And
what do you make of Obama saying he's going to veto 9/11 families being able to sue the Saudis when his confirmed role in 9/11?
Well, at the same time, he's going to veto the JASTA bill. He wants to push through over a $1 billion military aid package for Saudi Arabia. So this guy takes his orders, obviously, from the Saudis. And look, I was in the school in Jakarta where he used to pray to Mecca and recite from the Quran. In 2011, I didn't want to believe that he got taken in, but I do believe now that he is at least a sympathizer, if not a practicing Sunni Muslim.
Another Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, and we know why Lawrence of Arabia made common ground with the Saudis.
He liked to screw little boys.
Yeah, he was a pedophile. He saw, the Saudis are too. If that hadn't been the case, Arabia would be under the control of the much more moderate Hashemites today instead of the Saudis.
Why did British intelligence in 1903 choose that particular tribe of Bedouin caravan robbers? I mean, that's who they were, to form that empire. I mean, why do they choose that group of miscreants?
Well, two reasons. One, I already mentioned, T.E. Lawrence was well-disposed towards pedophilia. He saw that the Saudis practiced it as well. And also, the British chose the most radical group, the Saudi Wahhabis, because these were jihadist holy warriors who they knew would bring down the Ottoman Empire, which they helped to do. And that was the beginning of the end for the Middle East. We saw the rise of European colonies, which led to nationalism.
That's right. So they were the destabilizer who wiped stuff up. Then the colonists would come in as the saviors after it. The Saudis would stand down and give them the area. They've been good little agents, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they have from the very beginning. And, of course, the Saudis were all part of the partitioning of the Arab world into various...
what do you make of Flynn? And obviously he represents a larger army movement. I mean, I'll give people, obviously the globalists know this. I'm not talking about a secret. The U.S. Army, which 1775 actually predates the country, it's the oldest institution, certainly not perfect. It knows where all the bodies are buried. It is the senior military organization. It sees itself as America. And it certainly is, let's just not say spring chicken when it comes to things are not perfect. But I'm told, and I've seen the intelligence going on, that the army is just very close to kicking the globalist out, just very close. And then you see the real action with them, you know, exposing Obama, leaking stuff, exposing Hillary, not going along with the takeover of Syria. And it's got the Marine Corps halfway involved and some other, you know, groups starting to back it. That's got to really scare the globalist.
Yeah, I think especially when you mention the army, I think the opposition to regime change and getting involved in these is the group in the army that has to go bear the brunt of this, and that's U.S. Army Special Forces, Green Beret personnel. And I think that's where most of the opposition, thankfully, is coming from, because why should they give up their lives?
Well, you know what's beyond that. They're actually having to train Wahhabists that say, I'm going to kill you next. I mean, they're giving tow missiles to Al-Qaeda. They're like, this is too much. We're not doing this.
Right, and we just saw special forces get thrown out of one Syrian town by our good allies, the Syrian rebels, the so-called Free Syrian Army. I always said that's a joke. There are no moderate Syrian rebels. There is.
Colonel Schaefer did the classified briefings. I can talk about it because it came out later. But he was on the same day he did the classified briefings, and a year later it came out that he was the one leading the briefing, and he was there in Congress. And they said, listen, it's 98% are Wahhabists funded by Saudi Arabia. There are no real rebels. That's why they later came out and said, they spent like $50 million and got four non Al-Qaeda rebels?
Right, right. And not only the Saudis, we know the Turks have been involved in that too. And that's, of course, NATO. Turkey's a NATO country. So we've got our fingerprints all over this mess we created. And of course,
so how much does that shake Hillary up, though, and the globalists to know that the intelligence agencies, everybody's turning against them? And I'm not lionizing them, romanticizing them, but the intelligence agencies now realize the plan really is to destroy America, and they're having that come-to-Jesus moment, I think.
Yeah, and you know, that Obama speech to the UN was very interesting because he provided clues as to what the priorities will be for the Obama Center and Presidential Library in Chicago.
And that's transfer our power through the TPP.
Yes, free trade, breaking down borders, mass migration, anti-populism, and he said, oh, it's right wing and far left. He included both in that, anti-nationalism.
That's any nationalists that don't agree with foreign people ruling it.
Absolutely.
Good luck winning that fight, jackass.
Yeah, and that's going to be the focus. This is going to get tons of money from Soros, this center in South Chicago, in Jackson Park. And, you know, unlike the Carter Center, which has been monitoring elections, and they're fairly benign, you've got the Clinton Center, which is basically an extortion and kickback scheme. That's bad enough. But this Obama Center is going to be the most active presidential center and library we've seen in history.
Oh, yeah. You think the Clinton Foundation has been a cancer. Get ready.
Yeah, yeah. This one will make the Clinton Center look like a daycare center.
Well, you can tell Obama's excited. He's graduating to the next level of wrecking ball. I mean, you think things are bad now. Well, we'll come back and talk about this because this is it, folks. But listen, You've got the UK, you got the US, you've got all 25 members of the EU now trying to pull out of the EU. You've got the Russians that already pulled out. That's why they're claiming anybody that wants to pull out from this global corporate government is a Russian spy. No, we're just agreeing with the Russians. We're not going to be under your butt anymore. They're panicking. I don't want to be too optimistic, but this global government looks like it's dead on arrival. I don't see how they can put it back together again. The problem is they may just destroy the planet in the process of trying to stay in power. I'm going to ask Wayne Madsen where he sees all this going straight ahead. But I tell you, it's always darkest before the dawn, folks.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've got a ton of breaking news. It's all coming up in the next segment. This last 30 minutes that I'm hosting, I may have to co-host with Anthony in the fourth hour. He's going to be so jam-packed. Zach Galifianakis, the guy from Hangover, a funny comedian. He has, I guess, a rat leaving the sinking ship. He's really thrown Hillary under the bus, which is a good thing. More and more that's happening. Democrats prepare for the fall of Hillary. That's coming up the next segment. I have Hillary the maniac. Drudge is reporting on her having these breakdowns, acting weirder and weirder. That's coming up in the next segment. We're going to premiere that here. It's going to go up on YouTube as well. Not just her latest freak out, but others composited together. Wayne, you've always got your ear to the ground. A lot of amazing sources when you're up there on Capitol Hill in between, you know, there in Virginia and Florida. You know, the Secret Service, we have real sources just like you do. You work for InfoWars. Hell, you were there with us in Cleveland. The Secret Service said every info in the next few weeks. Well, it took them a month, and it was like, she's falling down every hour, sometimes more. She's having convulsions. We don't know. Parkinson's, we're not sure. Then the emails came out, Parkinson's and other stuff. Brain tumors, we've got that from medical doctors in Virginia and Maryland. I'm just going to stop. But this is serious business. What is your intel on her and her deterioration and what she's planning to do or where this is going? Other key points, Wayne Madsen.
Well, I've talked to many medical people. Of course, they all preface this by saying we can't really make a diagnosis without, you know, seeing her personally and seeing her records, which we're not going to see. But it's almost uniformly they're saying that she's suffering from some sort of neurological seizure issue. Now, whether that's epilepsy or Parkinson's, they don't know. But they pointed out that the pneumonia that she has is probably as a result of that epiglottal flap that keeps fluid that should go to the stomach from going into the lungs. And it was fluid that went into her lower lungs that resulted in the pneumonia. Now, and she takes medication to try to stem that problem. But I really believe she's going to be pretty well drugged up for the debate.
Well, that's my next question. If she can't for a week before show up in person and has to do satellite or Skype appearances to people now, how is she going to be 90 minutes toe-to-toe live with Donald Trump? I don't think she can make it next week.
Well, I think she's actually, her people are fearing this. Look, you know, I think the Democrats ought to think that really, you know, it's cruel what they're doing to her. Pull her off the ticket, get her medical treatment. But I believe that Bill Clinton wants to be the Edith Galt Wilson of this next administration. Edith Galt Wilson, of course, was Woodrow Wilson's wife, the first lady.
She really ran it.
She ran the country. I think Bill Clinton wants to be that saint. And that
exactly, because Hillary's so strong-willed, she used to run him. He's kind of glad she's so sick now. This is my chance to finally be president.
Right, right. I think that's what's going to happen. I also think this is going to be a very close election, and I think we got to look at it's so close. I think we have to look at small states could throw this thing. You know, Maine splits up its electoral votes by congressional district. That's possibly one vote already for Trump. I would also look at these states where they say there's a hidden Trumpocrat electorate, particularly states like Rhode Island and New Jersey, and especially after the bombings in New Jersey by the Afghani jihadists. Look, the people in Jersey are going to not vote thinking about lane closures on the George Washington Bridge, which the Democrats are hyping right now.
Sure.
They're going to worry about bombings.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with Hillary saying it isn't a bombing and the same Senate saying it's a bombing and then saying the Russians? Did you hear this where they're saying the Russians are behind it?
Yeah, well, she's getting this from Huma Abedin, you know, who's her sort of her Svengali, who tells her, look, you know.
Her Rasputin winds her up and, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, she has this bizarre worldview that that the people she thinks are the enemies of this United States are really our friends, and people who are supposedly, in her view, our friends are really our enemies, like the Saudis. Like the Turks and these other countries. She's really messed up. I think, as I said, I think this is going to be a very close election. It's going to boil down to some small states that never really made a difference before. It's always been Ohio and Florida. I would look at Rhode Island. I would look at that one district in Maine. I would look at Delaware, which is now leaning Democrat from solid Democrat.
What does it tell you when she was 20-something points ahead in the Google poll for years, you know, when she got polled, even before Trump got in, you know, the Democrats were always ahead. Now she's only a few points ahead of Trump, about to lose the District of Criminals. I mean, even the District of Columbia, Hillary's about to lose. I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah, she can't account on D.C. or Rhode Island or Delaware, she's in trouble.
All right, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thanks for coming in with your great questions for William Binney, former leader, technical director of the NSA. A big show so far. We got an hour and a half left. WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you, Tripper. You're doing a great job.
You bet.
So good to have folks like that on the team. I'm so proud of that guy. This whole crew is amazing. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to get into Zach Galifianakis, again, of The Hangover, an incredible comedian and actor who did some softball interviews with Obama on his Between Two Ferns satire show. Now, Obama got that it was satire, so it went good for him. Hillary didn't get it because she's not the Hillary she was. Hey, a bunch of strokes, a bunch of hitting your head, a bunch of... And I was in some fights when I was a young man for about a week or so. I couldn't even think. So, you know, brain injury is a serious animal. We're going to be talking about that. Hillary Clinton jokes that she shouldn't have come on the show. I'm going to play this first, and then an incredible report Rob Dude put together that is going up on Infowars.com as we speak. I'm going to tell you about that report in a few minutes. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, We are extending because listeners keep asking us to. That's fine. We want to do it. There's a big buzz for Super Male and Super Female Vitality. If you'll just get a bottle of it, you can't lose because you're funding the tip of the spear, exposing globalism, fighting for a free press, a free open internet. Everything we're doing is turning to solid gold right now politically. Everything the New World Order does turns to solid lead. It's collapsing. And Super Male is organic, known super herbs and compounds that naturally and healthily go in there and basically do the opposite of the estrogen mimickers. And women got too much estrogen, so do men. I'm not getting into the technicals. All I know is it works. Weight loss, stamina, energy is what it's done for myself. Libido, crazy. And I don't even need help in that department, I'll be quite frank with you. But it's dramatic. We're extending it by listener request. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality through the weekend. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for all the products. You can find a link to the nutraceuticals and supplements there. But InfoWarsLife.com will take you right there. We also have 50% off the Made in America, Make America Free Again knockoff hats of Trump. I mean, I make America great again. Yeah, we got to be free again. So I made these or some other products. They're selling out quickly. We're doing 50% off right now the Made in America hats. The things cost me like $10 a piece. We're selling them for $14.98. Also, we have Secret 12, the great medical bottle of vitamin B12 taken under the tongue so you get better absorption. That's 20% off. InfoWars Live went to number 30 so far. It's been out 2.5 days on the Apple charts, even better, I'm told, on the Droid charts. It has an incredible 96% approval rating or 5 stars on Android and 5 pure stars, at least when I checked last night. We have screenshots of it. Downloadable over 100,000 people on Apple, about 50,000 on Droid, and it's available for free. Video feeds, audio feeds, you name it. We're going to be adding more features, but it's just great because if it goes to number one in free apps, then it has a lensing effect, an amplifying effect where millions will download it. So I won't take a year to get 1 million downloads of it. I can do it in a week. That's the whole point of getting a book to number one or anything to number one, because then all these people that aren't aware of what's going on say, what is this? For some reason, Apple listed it as a magazine and entertainment. We didn't do that. We're trying to change its listing to news and information, but whatever. Get the InfoWars Live app. There's a lot of other free apps other people made and stuff in there, one of our older free apps. It's fine. It's audio and text, you know, articles. But InfoWars Live is the new one. InfoWars Store. .com has links to it. Infowars.com/app. That's Infowars.com/app. If you're a member of the Infowars daily newsletter with all the free videos and articles and promo codes and the rest of it and info we send out, it's important that we have the old, you know, old fashioned, low tech, high tech emails in case there is censorship, we can get a hold of you. So if you sign up there, we'll also send you the direct link to the Droid and iPhone store to get Infowars Live free. So that's what it comes down to. Thank you all for your support, for your high ratings. It is a great app, and more is going to be added to it in the near future. InfoWars Live, get it today. The next step, one more brick in the fight, building our defenses against the globalists, but offensively taking action. And then finally, one of our great sponsors for 15-plus years, Solutions from Science Solar Summer Sale. Quite frankly, I got so busy, I didn't plug it for 2 weeks. And then they said, we want to leave you as a sponsor. You haven't plugged this. And I said, oh, I'll just extend the sale. I'll do it. So summer ended yesterday. Today's the first day of fall, but this is extended maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. They have a whole bunch of the best solar panel systems and control units. They're always updating what they've got. They're very, very popular here in advertising nationwide. They got a bunch of other great systems, wind turbines, EMP bags, not just so you survive EMP, but so your cell phones and stuff don't track you when you aren't using them. Smart LED light bulbs, the latest design. Buy one perfect power package and use coupon code ALEX to receive another one absolutely free. That's a big deal. SummerSolarSale.com. SummerSolarSale.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Same number they had 15, 16 years ago when I first started working with Solutions from Science. Okay. And again, thank you for supporting our sponsors. That's how we fund this operation. So you can't lose because you're buying war bonds with a group of people, let's just be honest, that are completely committed to a craze level. I mean, I don't have any fear. I'm not bragging. It's just really good to be in this position. other men I know are just so afraid of everything. Even if they're strong physically, they just think being timid and just scared of everything is just the way to get ahead in life. And we built this country and we built civilization by being bold. And we're going to bring it back. So the men have returned. Get ready. Now, getting into Hillary. We've got a special report coming up in a few minutes on her. Eyes pointing different directions, falling down. We told you that a month before it came out. She's falling down more than once an hour. Yeah, epileptic stuff, brain tumor is the word. We're very sad for her personally. But the arrogance that she could get away with this, the Secret Service agent jumping up when somebody asks her a question, she kind of trances out. That's all coming up because we have General Flynn coming out basically saying she's a psychotic. Now, Zach Galifianakis, if I'm pronouncing that right, came out with his new Between Two Ferns, funny satire show. I think he does it like once a month. And it's funny. I'm a fan of the guy. Obama has done a couple with him, but went along with the humor so it didn't go bad. Hillary, cognitively, has got so many problems that she doesn't understand that it's satire, so it derails very quickly. And she says, quote, "I really regret doing this." When he makes jokes about, hey, you want people's guns. Well, she's on record that she does. So even the little, leftist comedians cannot prop her up again. So let's play this. I'll analyze it in live time. Here is the Hangover star talking to Hillary. Between Two Ferns, Zach Galifianakis. Here comes Mr. Galifianakis.
Where is he? Where's Zach?
Oh, it's the Grim Reaper coming over to her.
God.
I'm sure that's all lost on her.
She's trying to.
What's the message
scare
there? I think I just said a few weeks ago the Grim Reaper's hanging over.
Halloween spirit of it all. Not a good idea around the Secret Service. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Just got started.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Hillary Clinton.
You know, he copies Gavin
McGinnis.
Thank
you very much, Mrs. Clinton, for
just
being
here.
Critics have questioned some of your decision-making recently, and by you doing this show, I hope it finally lays that to rest.
He is copying McGinnis.
It actually proves that case, don't you?
You start advice.
Are you excited to be the first girl president?
Well, I mean, being president would be such an extraordinary honor and responsibility.
And crime operation.
But being the first woman elected president and what that would mean for our country, and particularly what that would mean for, not just little girls, little boys too, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Not to take away from the historic significance of you perhaps becoming the first female president, but for a younger generation, you will also become their first white president. And that's pretty neat too. As secretary, how many words per minute could you type? And how does President Obama like his coffee? Like himself?
A little sexist joke.
Zach, those are really out-of-date questions.
See, the black men are bad.
You need to get out more.
What happens if you become president?
She still can't.
Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I could send you some pamphlets that might help you understand.
First, you supported Obama.
Oh, she's the first woman who was a first lady, then to become president.
I think that
she was already president before.
Are you down with TPP?
I'm not down with TPP.
Oh, really? Even though you helped write it?
No, you're supposed to say, yeah, you know me. Like the hip-hop group.
Don't tell me
make fun of Jimmy Fallon.
Fine, lose.
Which is other government propaganda, which Funny or Die is.
Let's talk about Trump.
Let's.
When you see how well it works for Donald Trump, do you ever think to yourself, oh, maybe I should be more racist? When he's elected president
like
and hit Ross becomes Secretary of State, are you going to move to Canada or one of the Arctics?
Hit pause. Back it up. This is supposed to be ironic. This is not ironic. I mean, I can come up with this stuff in 10 seconds and have better stuff to ask her. It's just all, oh, I'm a male, saying bad things to a woman. Oh, you're going to be the first woman. Oh, shouldn't you just be more racist when George Soros and her are the ones pumping the whole race narrative 24/7, their own emails say, to create race war in the country as a diversion from them doubling black unemployment. I mean, I said I like, this extinct dinosaur, Galifianakis, but Zach Galifianakis is just as dumb as the people that think that, the Trump sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., are actually out hunting extinct creatures like Triceratops. Well, you're an extinct, fake comedian fop that I now coin the Zoochus falfratus capupus that I get is a derivative of Gavin McGinnis, who was around decades ago and is the original Trendy. And this actor, we should go back to him, see him 5, 6 years ago before he took on this form, was not that. Does Gavin McGinnis know this guy's stolen his identity? Let's continue with another dinosaur posing as a modern Trendy.
Or one of the Arctics.
I would stay in the United States.
And what would you try to?
Try to prevent him from destroying the United States.
So you're going to lead the Civil War?
No, I wouldn't take up arms. I think that might be a little extreme.
Oh, right, because you were saying before we were rolling that you wanted to take away everyone's guns. Very cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I really regret doing this.
Any regrets over losing the Scott Baio vote?
All right, let's
not a one.
Back it up to the gun thing. Everyone's acting like this was real and she couldn't handle it. But if you really watch it closely, this is all completely scripted. They want to make it ironic and uncomfortable so everyone watches it. But maybe he's not really a bad guy because he did come over as the Grim Reaper. I'm not sure. Doesn't really matter, does it? It just matters that he stole his identity from Gavin McInnes. Let's go back to it.
No, I wouldn't take up arms. I think that might be a little extreme.
You'd have somebody else do it. You'd send Al-Qaeda in to kill tens of thousands of Christians and people in Syria and then make jokes about you came, we saw, he died, right? Continue.
Before we were rolling that you wanted to take away everyone's guns. Very cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Very cool.
I really regret doing this.
Any regrets over losing the Scott Baio vote?
Not a one.
So it wasn't heartbreaking.
Pause again.
No.
Notice they take the mic on and make it look like she's low-tech. It's an access show between the two ferns, not the establishment Hollywood speaking to you, because they know how discredited they are. So it's all about, oh, Access TV, oh, a funny, non-threatening, modern beatnik. Oh, the thing's taped on. Oh, let's continue analyzing this.
Oh, yeah, but Chachi, I mean, who's going to be next? Max Headroom? I'd love to meet the person who makes your pantsuits.
Oh, really?
Very malice.
Yeah, because for Halloween, I wanted to go as a librarian from outer space.
I think that would be a good look on you.
Have you thought about what you're going to be wearing at the debates?
You know, there's this thing called the double standard, and so I think about, well, what should the first woman...
It's all back to women and what they wear, and then we're against women, and we're bringing up women. Blah, blah, blah. No, they ask people what kind of tie you're going to wear. It's all this crap. Go back to the
nominee of one of our two major parties wear to the debate. And I have no idea. So if you've got suggestions, I'm open to them.
Do you wonder what your opponent...
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have any focus groups or image groups. I mean, she's not a communist Chinese agent who gets up in debates wearing actual 1960s Maoist state garb made in China. And you can Google it. Hillary wears Maoist Chinese garb. She's not wearing it this time. You're like, well, that's a bunch of communists. She's this woman's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, so are the communist generals over there. Let's go back to this parasite.
Might be wearing. I mean,
I assume you'll wear, you know, that red power tie.
Or maybe like a white power tie.
That's even more appropriate.
Oh, yeah, this is a pause. So we're injecting that white people are bad and racist because there's a white guy running for president. We're the little race pimps that think everybody's dumb, and we're going to sit here and manage everybody all day. Let's go back to the Diplodocus, Finucus.
Donald Trump's wedding. Did he write his own vows? And did Michelle Obama write Melania's?
I really couldn't see or hear very well, so I'm not quite sure what his vows were. But I'm sure they were great and huge and wonderful.
Like his bowels. Chelsea, your daughter, and Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter, are friends. Does Ivanka ever call Chelsea, you know, to talk about boys that might have crushes on her, like her dad?
I don't think so.
What's going to be the number one focus of your presidency?
Oh, Zach, it has to be the economy. We need more good jobs with rising
incomes. You've been running things since the 90s.
The economy work for everybody, not just
the bubble.
Those at the top.
We need to take a break.
Stole the Haitian money.
Need to have a work.
Only 5.7%.
Washington is broken. The truth is, too many politicians are totally controlled by special interests and lobbyists. We're going to make America great again. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
He approves the message.
Why would you play a commercial for my opponent in the middle of our interview?
To be fair.
He paid me in steaks.
I'd be afraid to eat them if I were you.
It's a good cut of meat. I think it's part of the asshole. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Mrs. Clinton. We should stay in touch. What's the best way to reach you? Email?
I mean, they act like it's trendy because he's got a beard. It's really funny. He does some funny comedy. That was not it. I think this thing fell on his face. Is a total joke. But we just analyzed it and broke it down because they're involved in politics now. So it's, you know, fair game. But to Zach Galifianakis, thank God I'm not you. That's all I got to say. Okay, let's get into serious information now. It's going up on Infowars.com, I'm told. Is it up now? As we speak. It's going up as we speak. I was told it was going up. Can we call Rob Duman? Drum roll, please. I'm skipping this network break. This is so important. Because this is going to be a day long. Remember, this is important information. And I met this morning, and I met during the show, and I met 20 minutes ago, and I was told that as we speak on Infowars.com that this video was going up because I want the radio listeners. Thank you. A giant, massive group of patriots of every race, color, and creed that love freedom to get this out. We're going to air this here, but if you're a radio listener, want to see it and share it, General warns Hillary is psychotic. Top military officials warn Clinton is unfit to be president. And this ties into her having a latest breakdown where she came out and said, let me quote her exactly here for you. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? So here is the evidence of this woman bombed out of her brain so she doesn't have convulsions every 15 minutes. They have heavy, heavy drugs. I got to hand it to her, battling through, fighting through it, wearing her little Maoist outfit. This is Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is the compilation we're premiering now. Just went live on Infowars.com. We're putting on Facebook. We're putting on Twitter. I want a maximum push. Top generals warn she's psychotic. They're claiming Trump's going to cause a nuclear war when he's once detente. And all these foreign leaders say this is great. When he had the proper strategy to take out ISIS, now being followed. When he was against the Iraq war in 2003 and Hillary was for it. He's the warmonger. They made that up about Barry Goldwater when he was anti-war. When it was LBJ starting the wars. Same deal. No, you're the one that the actual generals are worried about with the nuclear buttons. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Hillary Clinton, she is unfit to be president of the United States and commander-in-chief. If there was a temperament problem for anybody who watched the commander-in-chief's town hall a week or so ago, now you saw the temperament rise up in Hillary Clinton. And you saw her when she stood up on the stage there to argue with the individual, the great, I believe the gentleman that asked the question was out of the Navy or a Navy veteran. Now, tough question, and she lost her temper. She lost her temper, and that's something that I think we have to pay very close attention to. We cannot have that kind of judgment in the White House.
As a naval flight officer, I held a top secret sensitive compartmentalized information clearance, and that provided me access to materials and information highly sensitive to our warfighting capabilities. Had I communicated this information not following prescribed protocols, I would have been prosecuted and imprisoned. Secretary Clinton, how can you expect those such as myself who were and are entrusted with America's most sensitive information to have any confidence in your leadership as president when you clearly corrupted our national security?
Well, I appreciate your concern and also your experience, but let me try to make the distinctions that I think are important for me to answer your question. First, as I said to Matt, you know and I know, classified material is designated. It is marked. There is a header so that there is no dispute at all.
It was marked.
What is being communicated to or from someone who has that access is marked classified.
And more emails are coming up.
And what we have here is the use of an unclassified system by hundreds of people in our government to send information that was not marked.
That's the model. They all commit crimes, so it's okay.
There was no statement, top secret, secret, or confidential. I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously.
A secret system.
When I traveled, I went into one of those little tents that I'm sure you've seen around the world because we didn't want there to be any potential for someone
to have embedded a camera to try to see whatever it is
like
that
the guy
I was
the gas
seeing
station when
that
you put your
was
credit with your credit card?
Designated, marked, and headed as classified.
Let us
know. So I did exactly what I should have done, and I take it very seriously. Always have, always will.
Sir, thank you. Thank you.
And how do you feel about Senator Warren? You talked about vice presidential possibilities.
I was very proud of
Senator Warren. You talked about vice
presidential possibilities. InfoWars.com. Get the full video.
You okay? Keep talking. You handle it. We're not going anywhere.
Okay, here we are.
Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
She's totally insane. That's a monster. That's what evil does to you. Here come her babies. She's about to give birth.
Ah, thank you, Master. Oh. Oh, ah, mommy, oh, thank you, mommy. The planet is ours, oh, little green goblet.
Hillary didn't fall down. Why, just look at her fall flat on her face. More at 9 on CNN. We don't lie. We're the Clinton News Network. Look, boom.
Ah.
Slow motion enhanced. Hillary falling down. But they just said she wobbled. She stumbled. She didn't fall down. Those conspiracy theorists, those enemies, lied. Hillary's never been stronger. Did you hear she climbed Mount Everest last week? She did, actually. It's true. I mean, she climbed it with Jeff Galifianakis. Enhanced of the feet behind her being dragged into the vehicle. Emblematic fall of the New World Order. A portent. An omen, a tea leaf, a rune, a signet, a symbol, a sign, a star. The scum of the globalists will rule no one.
Oh, thank you.
She's crying. Trying. No one's around her. No one's walked off. The child runs up to hug her.
What happened?
It's not staged.
It's a beautiful day in New York.
We don't lie. You're lying, man.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right?
And you can put us all in there.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Hillary for president!
Installing half a billion solar panels. Building a cleaner, more resilient electric grid. Not hold you back. But as you know better than most, tuition keeps going through the roof, and debt keeps piling up.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
It's 46 now, sweetheart. That day she was in the tent for 45.
Enough. A four-year degree should not be the only path to a good job in America. About how hard it is to balance the demands of work and family in today's economy. Families look different today than they did decades ago. I think we can all agree. Most need two incomes just to get by. And bargain collectively. And I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America.
She's clearly nuts in this life.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask?
Who is this new woman?
Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer.
Like an alien.
I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled.
We'll be back with the rest of it. I mean, she is whacked out of her gourd. Fourth hour coming up, InfoWars.com/show. Some of our affiliates don't carry it. We love them, support them. Stay with us. Big specials running right now to support the broadcast.